stations. Your final time cue will be with 15 seconds until airtime. Mark, 15 seconds until airtime. Stations, have fun.
The following is a presentation of Learfield IMG College. It's time for your weekly all-access pass into Virginia Tech athletics. This is Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech athletics. Tonight's edition of Tech Talk Live is sponsored by CMG Leasing, the exclusive student housing partner of Virginia Tech athletics. The Schutz Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Papa John's Pizza, order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. English Meadows Senior Living, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. PK's Bar and Grill, a downtown Blacksburg favorite since 1992. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza. Real Life Dental, located in downtown Blacksburg and their new Christiansburg location by the NRV Mall. Find your smile. Sign Spot, the official sign provider of Virginia Tech Athletics. And by Smithfield. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield. Now, here's your host, John Laser.
Hello, Hokies. Welcome to Tech Talk Live, crossover style once again this week as we do come to you off night as the Hokies men's basketball program making their return from Uncasville, Connecticut after a highly successful stay in Bubbleville. We've got head coach Mike Young with us for the first 30 minutes, and then the latter stages of Tech Talk Live. Head coach Justin Fuente is with us to preview Clemson week. Of course, the Tigers come to Lane Stadium this Saturday. John Laser alongside Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, the aforementioned head coach Mike Young. Coach, as always, thank you for taking the time to come over here and battle the wind and cold here in Blacksburg this week to do it. Your thoughts coming off of what was, again, a highly successful trip to Bubbleville, highly unpredictable trip with opponents and all of those things. We know about the two wins. What else do you think your program took out of that experience?
Well, let's wait and see, John. You know, I learned a little bit about us when we were down 12. I think I called a timeout. Maybe there was a media timeout. I told my team we'd find out a lot more about ourselves. We weren't playing bad basketball. We were playing pretty good. Villanova was just better during that stretch. Right back we come. Found out a little bit about our team when I botched it. I mean, I botched it, and I've talked about it. The foul shot, I asked Keve to miss it. I think I could count on one hand the number of times I've asked a kid to miss a foul shot. And I didn't coach my team to avoid that play down there on the baseline. So lo and behold, they go to the foul line. They knock down two. Overtime they come, and boy, I tell you what, the body language and the sour faces was a bit scary for me. Try my best during that media timeout to get them recharged. And we got five more minutes to play. And good start is essential. And right back we come. 5-0 run to start it. And then to come back the next night against a completely different team, not nearly as good as Villanova, but big and strong. Just maul you on the offensive glass, and to out rebound them. I thought we had our way a little bit offensively. We weren't as sharp offensively as we were the night before, but to get out of there with a win, you know, going away. I think we learned a lot about ourselves, but you know, you guys know this. We're three games in. We got a long way to go, and you know. You sit here on Tuesday night, we play in 48 hours, and everything's good. You know, let's We're preparing. We had a good practice tonight. But with everything going on, fellas, you guys know as well as I do, you just don't know. Hope we hit the floor at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, whatever it is on Thursday and have an opportunity. Our team would love to be able to do that.
Coach, how about Kevy Aluma? Man, the guy sat out last year, came with you. You knew what he was all about. Gets around David Jackson, works on his shot. The job that he was able to do, he gets to be the ACC Player of the Week, averaging 18-5. But what was so impressing, too, is with his defense on Jeremiah Robinson Earl. I mean, he really did a great job on him, just 5 of 15 shooting. He was the MVP of that Empire Classic.
You know, he was. You know, I mean, against that's a really good team now, Mike. I mean, that 2-time national champions in the last whatever. This Villanova team could very well make a run at it. Kevy Aluma was the best player on the floor that night, and that's not a stretch. That particular night, he was the best player on the floor. Earl is a load. I watched him play Boston College and Arizona State, and goodness gracious, they couldn't do anything with him. I talked to Kevy the day of the game. He was excited about the matchup. He was aware of Earl and had seen video of those two prior games. He was revved up, and he can really guard now. I mean, he can really guard. He's long, and he's got a really good understanding of what it's about defensively. We were together our first 2 years together at Wofford. I mean, that was his role. He was a defender and a rebounder. He couldn't score 23 points in 6 nights. That part of his development and the evolution of his game has been, you know, a bit surprising, to be honest. But I know this, football players are no different than basketball players. A year in a smokehouse, a year to expand your game and get bigger and stronger and, get better in a number of areas. The shot he made to end the half against South Florida, I mean, that's a high-level basketball player.
So when you called that timeout and drew it up?
We drew something up. Yeah. We wanted to back cut the help, and that worked out well. He turns his left shoulder and gives a violent ball fake over to where he left, and then square his shoulders and let that thing go and got it down to put us up 13. Just proud of him and the work he's put in, and that's a hard year. It's a frustrating year because you want to play, but I knew it would be the positives would far outweigh the negatives, and he's reaping those benefits now as our team is.
Hokies men's basketball just getting started as we are on Tech Talk Live, as the coach alluded to. Hokies back on the floor in Castle Coliseum, 8 o'clock on Thursday. They welcome the VMI Key Debt, 7:30 pregame with Mike and I across this very same Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Much more with head coach Mike Young right after these.
Fill your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs? Come visit First and Main right here in Blacksburg, Virginia. Your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Check out your favorite restaurants at First and Main like Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, Avellino's, and Bowl and Bones Brew House. Shop for your favorite Virginia Tech Band Apparel Alumni Hall or freshen up your look at Char Marie Salon. Follow First and Main on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date with great deals and giveaways. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Hey, Hokie fans, Deschutes Brewery is celebrating a fresh era of football this season with Fresh Squeezed and Fresh Haze IPA. Innovating craft beer for 32 years, Deschutes can be found at retailers across Virginia and on draft at the Deschutes Tasting Room in downtown Roanoke. Deschutes reminds Hokie fans to drive home safely. Deschutes Brewery, Bend, Oregon, it comes with the territory.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4-bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning-quick Wi-Fi and a resort-style heated pool, to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
Down the far side. He's in some trouble. Got rid of it to Radford. Dumps it in for Aluma. Blocking foul as he scoops it in with a right-hand finger roll. One coming on the house right now and after the game for Mike and me as well.
Have a question or comment? Send a tweet to LAZEVT and you'll be part of the show. Here's John Laser with more Tech Talk Live.
Part of the strong performance from Virginia Tech up in Bubbleville in Uncasville, Connecticut, and that call was prophetic. Mike Burnup will certainly vouch for that if I allow him to, as we continue on Tech Talk Live with head coach Mike Young. And coach, I want to move on to some other things in just a moment, but before we leave Bubbleville behind, we left there raving about the job that the staff of the tournament did, along with the staff of the Mohegan Sun. It's not ideal. It is an odd time to be alive and an odd time to be playing basketball, but I thought for all intents and purposes, they couldn't have been more professional and endearing.
They were awesome, John. I mean, from top to bottom, security, meals that our kids had, every meal was well prepared. They did a great job. It was annoying. You literally could not interact with anybody else. We were on the 17th floor. We were there. You were not going to move about the hotel without your security guard. We had a guy named Robert up there that was an older gentleman. He was awesome. But I ran into Coach Bennett from Virginia when we first got there. We were testing, and we were talking about one another's mask. We were just in casual conversation, and Lord sakes, had a security guy almost tackle me. I'm walking out. We're done. It's Monday morning, and ran into Mark Pope, the head coach at BYU. I've known Mark forever, and the same kind of thing. And young lady, she has a little tiny thing. She comes rushing out of her chair to alert me that BYU has not had tested yet. They were great, and I am certainly thankful for the work that went in. We were able to get up there and play a couple of games. Thankful to be able to do so, and a terrific facility. I thought the arena was great, and the accommodations were spot on.
Coach, how about the toughness and resolve? I mean, I know it's only been 3 games, but what your guys have shown so far, you lose 2 point guards that foul out. Naheem gets a bloody nose. You know, Boots is dragging over there. Just what they've shown. Guys taking charges. You know, what you're able to do rebounding, points in the paint.
You know, Mike, you harp on it and you harp on it and you emphasize it. Our team took 8 charges. We took 4. We took 4 on Saturday against Villanova. We took 4 on Sunday against South Florida. I thought Naheem had a problem. I thought he had a little head injury. Right back he comes, plays great basketball. We're up late Sunday morning watching South Florida, and Hisham, our athletic trainer, who's phenomenal, texts me at 2:30, 2:45. Tyrese stomach cramps, think something he ate, didn't sleep very much at all. We leave him in bed throughout the day. He wasn't participating in any preparation, didn't go to shoot around, just wanted to rest and get as much fluids in him as possible. Didn't know right until game time that he was going to be able to play, and he goes out and he scores 23 points. You know, I mean, that's the season, and, you know, we all deal with it. Every sport deals with it, and we do have great people. We've got tough kids that are about the right stuff, and we also dodge some bullets too. So thankful for all of that.
Coach, you mentioned the 8 charges that your team took in those 2 games. You're actually at 12 now for the season, because also had 4 in the Radford game. I know you were pleased with the way the team guarded against Villanova, but just your assessment of the overall team fundamental approach defensively, because it seems like maybe it's exceeded expectations in this early point of
the year. Yeah, it has, John. It has. Nothing short of, you know, a little surprise, to be frank. I was not satisfied Wednesday against Radford. I didn't think we were very good, and I was scared. I mean, I was nervous. Just didn't think we were very connected. I didn't think we were very we didn't look like the outfit that I expect us to be. And then, you know, here we go to play the number 3 ranked team in the country. Great players, Gillespie and Earl and others. And, man, we fought. Holy cow. We were light on our feet, and we were connected and communicating with one another. And I was a little surprised Villanova shot 42% from the field. We out-rebounded them by 10. What a significant statistic that is. I think we took more – we made more foul shots than they took. You know, we put the ball in some really cool places offensively. So – you know, pretty darn good performance.
How about Cordell Pimsel? He's been able to do. Man, he was just fantastic. Get a little foul trouble. He comes in, and you could just see him getting better by the minute. Same way with Cartier.
Yep, I agree. You know, probably a little ahead of the curve and coming in this summer and getting up and running. But, you know, the luxury of those old guys, Mike, is that they've been around. You know, they're not puppies. They're grown men, and they've been in good programs, Cardi at Kansas State and Cordell at Iowa. They know how the thing is supposed to play out. Cordell really helps our offense, but he's a really good motion player. He knows what he's doing, well-coached at Iowa. And, you know, both are good communicators. So, you know, so far so good. I got a little – you know, I got a little issue now with Jalen coming back. I'm thankful that he's back. You know, what a dynamic player he is. But, you know, to get those minutes right and get everyone on the floor as much as they need to be on the floor is giving me a little heartburn. But I'm going to figure it out. We're going to figure it out. I'm not worried. I'm not going to worry too much about it.
I'm glad you steered it there, Coach. That was actually the next conversation point, but I want to save it for our final segment with Head Coach Mike Young, which we have for you each and every week here on Tech Talk Live, presented by Marathon, fueling the American spirit, and Coke. Stay refreshed throughout the game with an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Together, tastes better. About 10 more minutes on the hardwood as the Hokies prepare for VMI, and then 30 on the gridiron as we come to you from Lane Stadium in advance of Clemson's arrival in Blacksburg on Saturday. This is TTL from Learfield, IMG College.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
It's that time of year, spending time with our Virginia Tech Hokies and getting outside to enjoy all that Virginia's Mountain Playground has to offer. Visit GilesCounty.org to find your playground. In Giles, we have the Cascades Waterfall to hike to, the New River Water Trail to fish, paddle, and enjoy, and small communities to shop, dine, and drink, all while taking in the scenic beauty of Giles County. Located just west of Blacksburg on Route 460, Giles, Virginia's Mountain Playground is waiting to welcome you. Visit GilesCounty.org today.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
When the Hokies win, you win at Papa John's. The day after Hokies win, you get 40% off online pizzas at regular menu price. Just use promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com or on the mobile app. It's that easy. Celebrate the day after a football win with 40% off your favorite pizzas when you use promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com or on the app. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. Valid online only at participating Papa John's locations. Not valid with other discounts, delivery fee, and taxes extra that are not subject to discount offer.
When you support Main Street Pharmacy, you also support your Virginia Tech Hokies. Main Street Pharmacy is locally owned in Blacksburg by a proud Hokie alum. We have quick, superior service, we save people money, and we have free delivery to the Virginia Tech campus, Blacksburg, and Christiansburg. Our patients are our family, and we invite you to join us today. Transferring prescriptions is easy. Visit msblacksburg.com or call us at 540-605-7721, and we'll take care of everything. Main Street Pharmacy. We treat you like a neighbor, not a number.
It to the trailer, that's Radford, and he soars in and boots and sticks it in off the glass left side.
Unselfish play. He could have taken that shot himself. It gives a nice little bounce pass to the trailer. Boots Radford for the finish.
Welcome back to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. For more of tonight's show, here's John Lazor.
Two of the 23 game-high points for Tyrese Radford as the Hokies finished off a 2-0 trip to Bubbleville up at Mohegan Sun in Uncasville, Connecticut. We have one more segment with head coach Mike Young before we welcome in head coach Justin Fuente. And hey, Hokies, check out Hokies Interactive, presented by CMG Leasing in the Hokie Sports app during breaks and play on game day to win prizes like a Zoom call with me, an exclusive game day package, or even $1 million. Play along, play Hokies Interactive. And coach, you kind of were going there before the break talking about the return of Jalen Cohn, which you are anticipating, I believe, on Thursday. Just wanted to know, and maybe you don't fully know now, how you'll plan to ease him in, if there is an easing in, or is he a full go right off the bat?
Full go right off the bat, and I don't expect him to play 30-35 minutes. I'm gonna ease him into it. You know, we've got some space here in our schedule, John. VMI Thursday, Penn State Tuesday, and we don't have Clemson to open league play until the next Wednesday, I believe. So, you know, we've got an opportunity to work on some things, and I think over that period of time we'll have ample opportunity to get him up to speed and get some game reps in him. He practiced tonight full blast, looked good. A little rat. He's bigger and stronger and still, you know, jumping through the roof and making a bunch of shots. So we'll look forward to having him back.
Coach, could he be a better teammate? I mean, you think about his demeanor up there on the sideline. He was like the cheerleader. He was like an assistant coach. I mean, he was right there just so involved.
I insisted that he sit in the front row. I started calling him Coach Cohn. You know, I mean, he's been so limited through the first we started practice October 15th. You know, he missed the first couple of months, and just his infectious enthusiasm and great teammate, knows exactly what he's looking at. You know, he took a little too far in both Villanova game and the South Florida game. He's recommending play calls to me, which I got a charge out of. Matter of fact, I ran one of them against Villanova. I thought the guy was right. He's a great person and just a delightful guy to coach.
Wills DeGaulle, after the win over Villanova, completely lost his voice, Coach. He said he couldn't even utter a sound for Sunday. I don't bring that up as a joke, though. This is a special group, and as we talked about David Jackson coming back and adding to your graduate assistant bunch, it feels like the buy-in is pretty much complete person to person.
I hope, John. I hope. And I think about it all the time. I'm convinced that the people we have in our building are my kind of people, from Bruce Garns, right on through the ranks. They're high character folks, and we have a lot of fun together, like the team that that we put together. But we talked about it tonight, and it takes one, fellow with his mouth stuck out because he's not playing enough or he's not getting enough shots, and it's a day-to-day deal, and continue to be a great teammate and continue to be both feet on board. It's easy when you're winning. It's easy when shots are going down and you're doing things like you did this weekend. But I also know after 35 years of this stuff, that it's a long way from here to the end of the year. But if we can continue this this feeling, if we can continue this level of trust and commitment, we got a chance to have a pretty good year.
Obviously, Coach, you got some more big guys, some more options down low, but you don't want to settle for the threes as much as last year. Drive the ball, get to the free throw line. You've been happy so far. You kind of got downhill on South Florida, the old Bulls, the other night pretty good.
Yeah, I was really happy with it, Mike, to be frank. I know the number. We were 10 for 20 from three on Saturday against Villanova. And I don't think we took that many against South Florida, John.
No, you didn't.
People ask me the comparison between the 2 years, okay? And not taking anything away from last year's team, not pumping the tires of this year's team. We were one-trick pony. I mean, you guys knew it as well as I did. I mean, you take away the three, and we got some problems. Well, we've got a little bigger, little stronger athlete in the backcourt now, and we got one, I think, we can, pump that thing into the post to and expect good things to happen, get fouled more, give a little more, be in your bonnet on how you're going to guard us, unlike a year ago. So, we've harped on it. We talk about it daily. I don't want to settle for threes. Those analytics and all that garbage makes me sick to my stomach. Give me a guy that puts 2 feet in the post and throw that thing in there and, expect good things to happen any day of the week. That's how I like to play.
Last one for you, Coach, before we let you get out of here and get back to preparing for VMI, is about VMI. Very well coached Dan Earle, the brother-in-law of former Tech women's great Reagan McGarity, who holds multiple school records here. What challenges will VMI present to you? They're a very disciplined, loving back cuts team.
Yeah. Competed against Dan for forever now, and I think so much of him. He's a great friend. He sent me a text after the Villanova game. Spread you out and back cut you, and Stevens kid, big kid, that kind of the nerve center, everything goes through him. He's a good passer, he can make a shot. Matchup zone, so different than our first three games. We didn't handle their matchup zone very well at all a year ago. We'll do a better job with it on Thursday, but we look forward to getting back into Castle, look forward to having the opportunity to compete again and seeing our boys get up and down the floor.
Coach, we look forward to it too. Heck of a lot of fun up in Uncasville, and we thank you for that as well as we do for coming over here tonight.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good night.
Head coach Mike Young makes his way out. Head coach Justin Fuente is here. Tech Talk Live continues. We transition from basketball to football after this timeout across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Meet Smithfield Meat. Sports. Hokie Sports. Smithfield Meat and Hokie Sports. Now that's a winning combination. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield.
Looking for a place to fulfill your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs? Come visit First and Main right here in Blacksburg, Virginia. Your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Check out your favorite restaurants at First and Main like Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, Avalito's, and Bull and Bones Brew House. Shop for your favorite Virginia Tech Fan Apparel Alumni Hall or freshen up your look at Char Marie Salon. Follow First and Main on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date with great deals and giveaways. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Even though Lane may not be filled with over 60,000 fans this fall, you can still be in Lane, making the presence of Hokie Nation felt. Thanks to the support of proud partner Sign Spot in Blacksburg, personalized fan cutouts are now available. For just $70, you can support the Keep Jumping Fund and have your custom fan cutout in Lane for the entire season. Learn more by visiting Hokiesports.com/fancutouts today.
G&H Appliance, the appliance experts, have been a winning team since 1969. That's over 50 years of great service throughout the area. We offer the best prices on top products from Maytag, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and more. We also offer expertise to help you find the best appliance for your budget. Come see our showroom on Roanoke Street in Christiansburg. Visit us online at gnhappliance.com or call us at 540-382-7500. Check out our Facebook for the latest news and offerings. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better.
Welcome back to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. For more of tonight's show, here's John Laser.
Tonight's show rolls along from Lane Stadium in Blacksburg, where the Hokies will host the Clemson Tigers. 7:44 kick time on what should be a frosty Saturday night coming up. Tech Talk Live presented by Warm Hearth Village, which is Blacksburg's retirement destination. Their campus adjoins Virginia Tech with 220 acres of lush woodlands, a full continuum of living options, and abundant amenities. Visit them at retire.org or by phone at 540-552-9176 to learn more about the nonprofit difference. We thank head coach Mike Young as we welcome in head coach Justin Fuente. And Foo, it feels like forever since we've seen you because of the bye week and Mike and I going to casino and, you know, the minutes pass slow and places like that and all of that. But you look refreshed. You look reset. I know that was the goal of the bye week. I also know how much my appraisal of your appearance means to you. How much did the bye week benefit you, your staff, your team, and everybody?
Well, I think it's been good for us. I wish it would have come about 4 weeks ago, but I mean, we set out with two pretty simple and clear objectives. I'm a big fan of setting goals and trying to explain reasons for that we're doing what we're doing. And on Tuesday and Wednesday, we got some good work with some of our younger players to get some good versus good look on. I guess I should go back on Monday. The offensive staff, defensive staff, and the special teams coordinator were kind of all in their own rooms, combing through the season so far, and you know, basically presenting a report to me about what we did well, what we didn't do, what we haven't done well, what we need to improve on, so on and so forth. And then we had two good, short, crisp practices on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then. You know, my mission for Thursday, Friday, Saturday is people to get recharged. I mean, to say that it's been a long journey has been would be an understatement, just between our players and the mental strain of all the things that we all know that we've been dealing with. So our guys came back Sunday night, had a great workout. Monday was off again, and then we had a really nice workout this morning.
So are you pretty much as healthy as you have been? Some of the guys were banged up a little bit. And did you get any surprises when you got those reports? Anything that kind of stood out to you?
Well, I don't know that we're going to – we're okay, you know, as good as we could be in terms of health. We still have some guys that are basically playing hurt that don't get to practice all week but find a way to make it out on the field and – you know, I think they deserve our respect and admiration. You know, those are hard things to do, to be beat up and gear yourself up every single week. But, you know, obviously they feel a little better than they did a week ago. So
We're in as good a shape as we can be in for this time of year under the circumstances, given everything that's transpired. I would say in general, it was, pretty obvious. You go into those evaluations with an idea of what you think it's going to say, and usually you're in the general ballpark. Seeing it in context and in writing and having discussions about it in all three phases, I think kind of brings it home a little bit more about where we're at and what we haven't done well and what we need to try and improve on here shortly.
Coach, the cynics among us will always think that people are in sports and in this business for the notoriety that it brings them or whatever else it can. But in actuality, most coaches, including you that I talk to, are in it for the kids. And the reason I bring that up is because you announced yesterday that Quincy Patterson, Daryl Simmons, Elijah Bowick will enter the transfer portal. But Quincy in particular, how difficult is that for you as a coach? Because I know you love that kid. I know he loves you. And obviously you had hoped that he would spend his entire career here at Tech.
Well, it's his situation is understandable is what it is. And, I think Quincy's handled things the right way, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for him. I always will. We had several conversations as he was going through this, which is the right way to do it. He is like speaking to an adult, so we have those conversations. And obviously, I didn't want him to leave, but I totally understand the situation he finds himself in. And I'm going to support him in every endeavor that he has for the rest of his life. And I think it's important that he understands that there'll come a time when, he's no longer a ball player and, he may need something and he knows he's got a friend in me that will do anything to help the guy out. So, I told him to use us as resources through this process. We can help either filter things for him or maybe more importantly, once he figures out, what direction he may or may not be headed, we can help him find out the real information on those places because coaches all know each other. So it was tough to have him leave because I think so much of him and admire him for so many things. And I don't know that everybody quite understands all that Quincy's been through in terms of where he's from. And, he's got a wonderful family, but, they've gone through many issues that obviously don't need to be public, but Quincy just keeps a level head on his shoulder and never seems to be too bothered by any of those things and does whatever you ask him to do to the best of his ability.
You've heard from Mike Young. Now you're hearing from head coach Justin Fuente, which you continue to do on the other side. Much more Tech Talk Live, Clemson Week here in Blacksburg. This is TTL from Learfield, IMG College.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours. It's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
Today tastes like game day at home, like assigned couch seating. Tastes like coffee table dining and an ice cold Coke to cool down the heat. It tastes like the game you've waited for all week with friends you've known your whole life. Today tastes like watching football is supposed to, and it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola, together tastes better.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
These are the sounds of a dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main, continues. Once again, here's John Laser.
Tech Talk Live continues from Lane Stadium, presented by Smithfield. On the way to your next tailgate, be sure to grab some of your Smithfield favorites. Smithfield, the only taste better than a Hokie win. And here he is, more than 24 hours removed from his final double bacon cheddar burger from Johnny Rockets up in Uncasville, Mike Burnham.
What time of the morning was that?
1 a.m.
We're not going to tell. Coach, you know, you mentioned Quincy Patterson and the transfer portal and all that. The way it is right now with high schools, some of them not even playing, you can't have visits, you can't go recruiting and all that. Is that transfer portal going to be more important than ever when you got guys that have experience, you got video to watch? Is that going to be like a big deal moving forward here?
Yeah, I mean, basically what's going to happen is you're going to have two wings of your recruiting department. It's going to be the NFL. And when I say that, I mean, the NFL evaluates college players, and the NFL evaluates free agents. And that's exactly what's happening in college football, is you're going to have somebody to disseminate the information from transfers, and then obviously another staff that disseminates the information and filters it down to the coaches from the high school staff. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to get pretty crowded in there, and it's going to be interesting to see how it all works out. I mean, I don't know exactly what it's all going to look like, but that's going to be a whole nother arm of what everybody's dealing with.
Coach, we've joked a little bit about roster management for the years to come with COVID and everybody having an extra year and the portal, like we've all talked about, and you just said good luck with that, kind of jokingly. You had a little bit of time, not a ton of time this week. How forward have you guys been in terms of trying to come up with a plan?
Well, the good news is the guys that come back, the seniors that come back, in short, if you're allowed 85 scholarships, if you have five seniors that decide to come back, then you can be at 90 for 1 year. So however many seniors that come back, you can go over by that many for 1 year, and then you've got to be back in balance. So that eases the tension of that a little bit. Now, what becomes really difficult is not just the total number, but the roster distribution. Like, let's say you really need a right tackle. There may not be a right tackle come along, you know, that's old, that's got experience, that has got ties to the region or whatever, but there may be two defensive tackles that come along. Well, you know, you can only have so many guys. Like, it gets all out of whack, or your team is incredibly old and there are no young players, or the balance of it all is what I think is going to be the biggest challenge. I think we'll be able to handle the number, at least in the short term, but making sure that, you know, the days of your roster being laid out and nice and balanced, is those days are going to be pretty difficult.
Last week you mentioned some of the preliminary meetings about image and likeness. What can you kind of shed to the listeners out there about what that's all about and how it might look?
Well, I can tell you what I think I know. And, you know, we've had people that, businesses that handle these things for schools come in and present what, you know, their services can be. So, you know, we're in the middle of figuring all that out as an administration. But we all believe that it's going to pass. Obviously, it originated with the state governments, and now it's, you know, pretty much, I think you can safely say, force the NCAA's hand into this. So, I mean, basically, they're going to be allowed to make money to endorse products or car dealerships or whatever, you know, Subway sandwiches or whatever it is, whether it be a social media or appearances or autographs or speaking engagements or Zoom birthday wishes, whatever it is. Now, the problem is it's all going to be regulated. So the NCAA, in my opinion, is trying to. Again, none of this has actually happened. This is our best guess of what it's going to look like. They don't want it to be, they want to set fair market value for these events. Like, they don't want somebody to get paid, let's just use crazy numbers, $2 million for a 30-second happy birthday wish to little Johnny. And they don't want, but how do we figure out what that is, right? Like, I know how we figure out what the market price is in the stock market, right? It's supply and demand, and you figure that out, but this is a little different deal, right? So no coaches can be involved in any of it. We're not allowed to set any of it up or be involved in it. Thank goodness. but trying to figure out what the fair market value is interesting. And, you know, there's some discussion that it may involve social media numbers, which sends cold shivers down my spine. But there's some talk of that's how that they may determine what your actual market may be, both on social media, so posting a tweet, eating a Subway sandwich, or making an appearance, or so on and so forth. So then we all want to know what's going to happen with all the numbers, who's going to get all the numbers, how's it all going to work, and that's where the journey begins.
Sounds like a hot mess.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see how it all works out.
That was our unofficial compliance segment, which is shockingly unsponsored. Fun with Foo is not next. That is sponsored. On the other side, though, it is the Smithfield Are You Ready for Game Day as we look at the Hokies' preparation for Clemson. Straight ahead, this is TTL from Learfield, IMG College.
Meet. Smithfield meet. Sports. Hokie Sports. Smithfield Meat and Hokie Sports. Now that's a winning combination. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Good friends, great times, and Hokie wins. They always seem to come together at PK's Bar and Grill in Blacksburg. PK's, one of the most diverse menus anywhere in the valley, including our famous hot wings, pizza, pastas, sandwiches, wraps, and more. And PK's delivers right to your door starting at 11 a.m. We can also cater your next event. So visit us at pksbarandgrill.com or call us today at 552-FAST, a downtown favorite for over 25 years. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza at PK's Bar and Grill.
English Meadows is the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics, providing care in Virginia since 2008. We believe that seniors should never live or feel alone, and our caregivers are ready to assist you in all of your daily needs. With 8 campuses across the Commonwealth, stretching from Abingdon to Warrenton, to Louisa, to Bedford, and 2 campuses in the New River Valley, English Meadows is here to care for you and your Hokie family. Visit WeLoveOurResidents.com today. Go Hokies!
Have a question or comment? Send a tweet to LAZEVT and you'll be part of the show. Here's John Laser with more Tech Talk Live.
Tech Talk Live continues from Lane Stadium, and it's time for Are You Ready for Game Day, brought to you by Smithfield. Smithfield has all your game day needs covered, whether you are tailgating or following the Hokies at home. And, Coach, there's no two ways about it. This is one of the most talented teams in the country that you'll play this week. Everybody knows about Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne. Their defense doesn't get talked about as much, and wanted to give you their thoughts. They're exceptionally talented there as well. The challenges that aren't obvious are what?
Well, it starts with their personnel. I mean, they're fantastic everywhere. They're playing some younger guys on the defensive line that I think are going to be great players. But they've got age and experience on the back end. And then schematically, they just do a lot. I mean, they carry a bunch into each game. They change it up from week to week and manage to get it all taught. Incredibly aggressive defensively. And then offensively, we know what they are. I mean, you know, everybody says that Trevor Lawrence is the number one pick in the draft, probably rightfully so. They played without him and scored 30 on Notre Dame in regulation, or 33 or whatever it was. And we saw what Notre Dame's defense did to North Carolina. So, I mean, they've got skill players and as good as they've been on the offensive line, I think, in some time.
Talking about the Clemson Tigers, they come to Lane Stadium this Saturday night, 7:44 official kick time. Mike, myself, and the crew will be on the air at 6 o'clock across this very same Virginia Tech Sports Network. As we close out Tech Talk Live next, it's the content that you're all here for. It is my comparison with Coach Fu on how to properly make a turkey. Straight ahead, this is TTL from Blacksburg.
Blacksburg Eye Associates provides award-winning eye care in a family-friendly setting. Our services include comprehensive eye care for both vision and eye health, a dry eye clinic, myopia control, sports vision training, and vision rehab. Plus, Blacksburg Eye Associates has over 1,000 glasses frames in stock. You won't find a better selection of glasses in the area. Blacksburg Eye Associates, located at 1st and Main. Make your appointment today at blacksburgeye.com or by calling 953-2020. That's 953-2020.
Looking for a place to fulfill your shopping, dining, and entertainment needs? Come visit First and Main right here in Blacksburg, Virginia. Your local lifestyle center with a brand new splash pad. Check out your favorite restaurants at First and Main, like Zoe's Kitchen, Jersey Mike's, Avellino's, and Bowl and Bones Brew House. Shop for your favorite Virginia Tech Band Apparel Alumni Hall, or freshen up your look at Char Marie Salon. Follow First and Main on Instagram and Facebook to stay up to date with great deals and giveaways. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Tech Talk Live returns in 60 seconds. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From your hometown to college campus and everywhere in between, First Bank and Trust Company has you covered. Roadside assistance if you get a flat? Check. Car control in case you lose your debit card? Check. Rewards just for banking with us? Check. Easy to use mobile banking app? Yes, that too. And best of all, it's free. Open an account online at firstbank.com in less than 15 minutes or visit your local First Bank and Trust office to learn more. $50 opening deposit required. Member FDIC.
New River Heating and Air is a full-service local company providing Hokie fans with courteous on-time service since 1986. Serving both residential and commercial customers, our trained and certified technicians are on-call 24 hours a day. New River Heating and Air performs repairs and maintenance on all makes and ages of units. When you need a replacement, New River Heating and Air proudly installs American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning units to maximize your comfort and energy savings. Visit us online at newriverheatingandair.com or give us a call at 540-731-1979.
Talk Live concludes, as it always does, with Fun with Foo, presented by Blacksburg Eye Associates, your local source of eyewear and advanced eye care. When last we spoke, which was last Monday, Hokies, Coach Fuente and I were both ready to gallivant off into the world and try our hand at Thanksgiving cooking. Coach, not to toot my own horn or pat myself on the back, but toot toot and pat pat, my turkey turned out fantastically, well beyond my wildest expectations. What was your experience like?
Surprisingly positive.
What were you at the smoking?
I did, and I was on unsteady ground. This was new territory for me. So I turned to trusty YouTube to figure out how to do it and what I was going to do. I followed the directions to a T, and it turned out really, really good. You know, for turkey, I mean, I'd still rather have a T-bone, but turkey on Thanksgiving, and it was actually a really positive experience. It tasted pretty darn good.
There's a lot of stress, though, I realized, because the whole day goes down or up in flames if you pull that out, cut into it, and you didn't do a good job.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there was a little bit of that. I think what made me not worry or relax a little bit about it was there was nobody at our house but my three girls and my wife. So, you know, if it didn't work out, we could find a way to get it. If we were entertaining a bunch of people, then I would have maybe wanted to take a practice run a week before. But since we just had the little ones with us and Jen, I felt all right. If it turned into a disaster, we could always scrounge up something to eat.
And then I heard you got the Christmas tree. Tell us about that.
We did. Awesome experience, to be honest with you. Pulled up, they hand you a saw. You walk through the Christmas trees, and you're not walking through the woods either. I mean, this is like a manicured place. You get down on your knee, you saw off the tree, a truck comes by, picks it up, wraps it up in a tight net, throws it in your truck. You drive off, go put it, stick it in the deal, and your Christmas tree's up. It was a pretty cool experience.
What's the selection process like? Like, who is the tree picking captain of the group? Which of the girls has more input than the others?
Well, the girls love every tree out there. They want to, you know, and, you know, and Jen doesn't just say no. She just, I can tell if she's indifferent. Like, what about this one? That's nice. You know, that means
yeah,
no,
yeah.
Right? Instead of saying no, it's just, no, that was nice. So, I don't know. Ultimately, you know, I'm not that picky. I do want a real tree. And so, we've gone with that for as long as I can remember. But we did last year make a large mistake in our Christmas tree.
I heard.
Yeah, it fell down. It
maybe
was
that's
too big.
A story for next week.
It
maybe.
Was too big. It fell down three times. Fell down three times with all the ornaments on it. So
was it a base issue?
It was a height issue compared to the base. Like, it was really big. And we actually took it back. We took all the stuff off and took it back and said, this is not going to work, and got a much smaller one. So we had much more reserved taste this
year. Well, that
doesn't
work if you go to the place you chop it down. They can't.
No, we did. Different place. You're right. Different place. This was. So I'm in on the chopping it down.
And everybody chipped in and decorated?
Huh? Well, yeah.
Do the lights.
Like, I like the lights. I enjoy putting the tree up, and I enjoy the lights. The ornaments get a little. I mean, we have a lot of ornaments, so I delegate. I hand them out to the girls, and they put them on.
Coach, last one, real quickly, in about 20 seconds. What absolutely must happen for you to roll with Clemson this Saturday?
Well, we've got to take care of the football, and we've got to find a way to make first downs. Like, keeping their offense off the field is going to be imperative. They're going to score. And, you know, we've got to do a good job getting some stops, maybe creating a turnover or two. And if we can maintain some drives offensively, we'll find ourselves in a ball game in the fourth quarter.
Ball game comes to Lane Stadium this Saturday, 7:44 kick with Clemson. You'll hear from Mike, myself, Wes Luther, the rest of the gang at that time today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tonight, we send our thanks to head coach Mike Young and, of course, the man you just heard, head coach Justin Fuente, along with Wolf Golke, our outstanding producer of TTL. On behalf of all of them, we say our biggest thanks to you. Thanks for being with us, and thanks, as always, for being home.
You've been listening to Tech Talk Live, presented by First and Main. Join us each Monday night throughout the season as we talk Virginia Tech sports. Tech Talk Live has been sponsored by
CMG Leasing, the exclusive student housing partner of Virginia Tech Athletics. The Schutz Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Papa John's Pizza, order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. English Meadows Senior Living, the preferred senior living of Virginia Tech Athletics. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. First and Main Blacksburg, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. PK's Bar and Grill, a downtown Blacksburg favorite since 1992. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza. Real Life Dental, located in downtown Blacksburg and their new Christiansburg location by the NRV Mall. Find your smile. Sign Spot, the official sign provider of Virginia Tech Athletics. And by Smithfield. Win or lose, Hokies always bring home the bacon with Smithfield. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Virginia Tech Sports Network.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.